break. Black is Break with yours truly, KC Layman. We have a beautiful roundtable in the house tonight. Tonight's guests are Chris Layman, Tash Mosley, Arian White, and special guest cousin Camille Townsend. And tonight's topic is scandal. But before we get into scandal, if you can reach us, if you have a response to this podcast, by all means, give us a call, 323-455-4219. Follow us on Twitter, at Black Is Online, and on Facebook, at Black Is Magazine. So, Scandal, the American political thriller starring Miss Kerry Washington. This show is insanely popular. There are people who are obsessed with Scandal. There's actually, I am a member of something called the Scandal Lounge on Facebook. I'm a cursory member. I just kind of watch what's happening, but I don't actually participate. But they end up having conversations in between seasons and episodes about what's going on, even digging deep into the background story of the characters. I have to say, from my perspective, I do love this show. I love this show because it is good drama. It reminds me of the 80s when I used to stay up late with my mama and watch Dynasty and Knots Landing. It's that kind of good Aaron Spelman, something's going to happen every single episode, every 10 minutes type of drama. And that is, for me, is what is enjoyable. I did a podcast recently with the Podcasters Roundtable. Shout out to Mr. Moody and Mr. Player Hater and Rod and Karen from The Black Guy Who Tips. And Rod and I had a bit of a debate about the characterization of black women on reality TV versus Scandal. And he said, well, you know, Scandal is a better representation of black women than what we see on reality TV. And I said, on some level it is, but then again, is it? I put that question out there for various reasons, even though Olivia Pope overall, I think, is a fairly admirable character as far as her career. Personally, we can debate that. Anyway, these are my thoughts, throwing it out there to the family. What do you guys think of Scandal? And should we be obsessed with this show like we are?
Her career is what makes her not admirable to me. The fact that she is a black woman whose hair is always done perfect, who's always dressed perfect, who fixes and solves everything, is just fodder for a hero. She's not flawed enough as a hero. Her, like, what they think her flaws are, that she's with a married man, which is, mind you, is a flaw, isn't. That's not her real flaw. Her real character flaw is her need to be perfect and solve and fix everything. And what bothers me about Scandal is not so much that it's a soapy drama, because I get that. There's some people who still think it's high art, and I just roll my eyes anytime they talk about it like it's high art, and I'm like, okay, cool. I just chalk that up to lack of exposure. But what bothers me about it is how people is like, Kerry Washington is giving me life on my social media feed, or she is everything, or did you see? And I'm just like, the adulation she gets, or that Olivia Pope gets, I understand that people understand it's fiction, but there's a line there that this is a little too close for me. The adulation, yeah, that she gets.
I think there have been a few shows. I think, first of all, it's a formula, like, you know, is it ABC?
Yes.
ABC has been looking, and every network now is looking for a show with internet buzz, because that's how Family Guy came back, Arrested Development came back through Netflix. Like, everybody's looking for that. So the whole internet adulation, I don't think, is anything necessarily new. The other thing is, when you think of dramas, I'm trying to think, you know, the most successful dramas are either crime scene investigation shows. This is a crime scene investigation show that happens to take place in D.C., and is in the atmosphere of, you know, politics and everything like that. So if there were going to be any type of drama in which a black woman was a lead, she was going to be a fixer. You know, if she was going to have, like, the black murder she wrote, if she was going to have the black CSI, whatever it is, you're going to be cleaning up the crime scene. And so I don't...
Really, Arian? If there was any drama,
name a drama, well, my point is not about a black woman.
This one,
I'm not even saying about a black woman. I'm saying what? Name a successful drama that isn't about cleaning up the crime scene.
Game of Thrones.
Okay, Game of Thrones.
FX, Justified.
Prime Time on ABC, NBC. Okay. It's CSI. It's CSI. It's Law and Order. It's, you know what I'm saying?
HBO like, programming.
Grey's Anatomy.
No, but in terms
Private Practice. I can go on other shows. I mean, the thing is, I'm just saying
not the only one.
There wasn't the only option for the only option.
No, wasn't the only option. But I'm saying that. But I'm saying that.
Your person who's, you know, that's around a hospital.
So it's Private Practice to a degree.
Well, Grey's Anatomy is more of an ensemble cast. It's named that's after Grey, but, true. You know, there is no one lead. And
that's true. Yeah. And she is definitely the lead. But I am pointing out the fact that the idea of this character being a fixer isn't unique in primetime dramas. That's all I'm saying.
I
agree with that.
Listen, I take issue at some of this. You know, not with what you said, Arian, but, I mean... You know, you said that her career doesn't make her admirable, that her hair is always done. So what? Let the sister look good. That her flaw is that she is perfect and that she fixes everything. And that her flaw isn't her having the affair.
No,
I mean,
that is a flaw as well. But
said that. I took notes. So, I mean, you know... I take issue with that because I think that this is a representation of a woman who's good at her job. And for someone to take that away from her is just horrendous. I mean, how can you do that? How can you take that away from her? I mean, we don't have any representations of black women on television as lead characters that are doing well. We have the basketball wives. We got a lot of basketball wives. We got a lot of love and hip hops. We got a lot of Housewives of Atlanta, and I love those. I watch all those shows, and I love all those women. And some of them are doing their thing, okay? However, I do like them. I love all those shows, so I'm not going to sit here and trash those women. However, Olivia Pope is a self-made, successful businesswoman, and I don't see how... I will give you this. I've never seen her eat on air. That is a problem. Okay.
She does drink an awful lot of wine.
She drinks, but I've never seen her eat. And to me, that's problematic. I mean, you have to eat at some point, right? Mm-hmm. But aside from that, I mean, to say that her job is her flaw, I mean, I just take issue with it. As a professional black woman myself, I love seeing a black woman that's doing well on television. I do have an issue with her affair, although I'm so torn with it. I find myself cheering for Olivia. I want her to, you know, she has won the president, but I mean, I want her to have him.
He's earning her now, apparently.
Yes, but I want her to have him for herself. I mean, I want her to have her own instead of, you know, but she likes the pain. I think she likes the drama. I think she likes all that stuff. But anyway, I take issue with that. I kind of wanted to hear more on why you think that's a flaw.
Because her personal life ends up interfering with her professional life, and she ends up creating just as much drama that she has to fix if she had just let go and done nothing.
She doesn't have a personal
and not
life.
Meddle. Right. Her job and her personal life go hand in hand. And I'm talking about her as a type. Like, she is a rich character to really, like, I've asked this, and Kim can tell you, I'm the one who introduced her to the Scandal Lounge because I was an active member at one point in time. I keep asking, like, when is Olivia's big mama going to show up and smack her upside the head? Like, where is her mate? Where is her matriarch? Where is the woman? Where is the woman who she loves, aspires to be, someone who, and I found it interesting that they did introduce her daddy. So I will now be not watching for to see how that relationship plays out. But for me, she...
It's clearly troubled, by the way. I think that that's fair to say, I think.
I would lean on toward that point, too. Yeah. I just think that too many black women in particular find a hero in the hero of the story of Scandal. Because she's the hero of the story. She's the lead. I mean, in the literary sense, she's our hero. Mm-hmm. And... I've made the argument that she's a poor hero. And she's not an anti-hero. If she was an anti-hero, or if she had more layers, but I don't think, I don't know. And well, you identify with the hero. Any story you read or watch, like, you identify with them. And so I'm not sure that I would want my daughter to identify with Olivia Pope.
But what part of her don't you want your daughter to identify with?
The relationship part.
The relationship with the president,
being
right?
A side piece.
She's giving side chicks hope.
But then, okay. She does give the side chicks hope. I have a problem with that. I do. Okay.
But also putting your career ahead of your... your emotional intelligence in life, and like putting all that, like, is that, it's not even good for a man. I wouldn't want,
it's not, but people do that every day. I mean, I sit, you know, with a ton of fabulous other female attorneys that do put their careers before their personal lives. I mean, that's just, that is how life happens sometimes. And you see parts where she's tried to put her personal life ahead of her career, and something always happens, you know, albeit not, it's not always her fault, but I mean, that, I feel like that's a normal part, and to celebrate a woman's professional success is something that we should have. I mean, think about it. I mean, would you rather your daughter strive to be, oh gosh, I'm about to say something bad, Lord forgive me now, would you rather your daughter be a goal, well, I was going to name a name, but I'm not anymore, but would you rather your daughter be an athlete's wife, and that's all she has to lean on is her husband's money. And she's but she's focused on her family. That girl knows how to pop them babies out, and she knows how to, you know, get that ring on her finger. Yeah, she's not focused on her career.
I wouldn't want my daughter to think that she had any either or choices in life. I would want her to feel as if she could be a great mother, have her own business at the same time, you know, where she had her kid, a nursery for her kid in her office, like an entrepreneur. I mean, there's no either or, but guess what? Actually, I've worked for a woman who had a nursery in the office, and when her kids came, we all kind of cringed because, like, damn, the kids are here. But guess what? Everybody in the company knew that those kids were a priority just as much as the clients. And I'll say this. If my daughter did decide that she wanted to be kept, so to speak, by a wealthy man, it would be a conscious choice that she made, and it would just be the path she chose to take. And if she wanted to be a career woman, that would be the path she chose to take.
But why put Olivia down for that then?
At no point in the show do I feel as if it's been. She's always lauded for her career.
I'm sorry. I gotta say one thing. I'm gonna keep it real, and maybe you gotta watch and see. You're not pointing out that the president is in the same position. I mean, the president has more responsibilities than Olivia Pope, and his job he's been negligent at his job because he's invested in his relationship.
True that.
And so I do hear that criticism.
The president's not the hero of the story.
But it's part of the story. It's a major part of the story.
He's the other character.
But he's the president of the United States, and it's not about him being the hero.
The president is not a member of my tribe either. I will say that.
Well, but it's part of the story. And you got to understand, you're now nitpicking one character for one thing, and there's another white male character who's doing the exact same thing at higher stakes. Literally in the story, he has a mole. Let me finish.
Nitpick, though.
Hold on, for sure. Yeah. But you also have to hone in on the fact that, you know what I'm saying? He has a mole in the presidential operation because he's so focused on this woman. Which, now, here's my criticism of Scandal and my criticism of Shonda Rhimes. I noticed that when, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Anthony Weiner, he was a congressperson out of New York. And he's no longer a congressperson because he showed his penis to a co-ed. And you have Bill Clinton. And around that time, there were a lot of polls done, and Gallup was doing polls. And what they found was, regardless of political party, progressive, conservative, they found that if you asked men, do their sexual lives, do you decide on your politicians based on their sexual life, men would say no, and women would say yes. Even progressive women would say yes. And it's interesting that Shonda Rhimes has set up this story in which she's making, in my opinion, she's making an argument for what men do in the bed is going to affect politics by virtue of the fact that the plot has there's a presidential mole, and that he's not paying attention to the fact of the mole because he's busy using his resources to spy on his love affair. So to me, that's a critique for me. I don't believe that. I don't think what you do sexually. When you look at Anthony Weiner and you look at John Edwards, who did something horrible in his personal life, but John Edwards was the only person speaking up for poor people, Barack Obama included, who I like. You know what I'm saying? When you look at Anthony Weiner, he was doing a lot of progressive work in New York. So do we value the fact that he showed his penis to someone over the work he did for those people? I don't think so. And I think that's the argument she's making. I think that should be the critique of Scandal. But I do notice that people do pick apart Olivia Pope, and they don't pick apart the president, who has just as much responsibility in everything that's going on. So, yeah. But I do think when you look at the various representations of black women in the media, there is a tension. On the one hand, it is like she's better than, you know, I'm going to say it. She's better than a better representation than most of the housewives. However, I feel tashed insofar as, is that the bar? Is the bar, are we going to compare the best black representation of a black woman to reality TV wives? And I do think that's a very low bar.
Go ahead, honey.
I was going to say, I wrote a lot down. I'm probably not going to get to all of this because there's so much drama with the dang show. That's what it is. Tash brought up a point with Olivia's basically parents and the mother figure. I don't watch it like that, but when I saw... I was curious enough to know. I wanted to see who this black guy was. The fact that it was her dad was disappointing to me. Because the first thing my mind was like, it felt like, oh, this is one of them. It wasn't two people who got there on their own merit. She got there because her dad powerful. Mm-hmm. And then it went into more with Tash about the mom. I was like, I can already tell that where Tash's mother figure, the father got rid of her. There's gonna be some bad. He was the shitty black father.
Right.
You know, he wasn't there. Why is she so damn strong?
Because we haven't talked about the potential relationship with the black congressman. I'm sorry, I'm gonna let you finish.
But we're getting there. Yeah,
it's like, why does she not have a heart? Why is she all about her damn life in this business? Why is it when anybody, you know, I guess her, you know, the other black dude who's in there trying to be like, it's the one who tries to call her out and just them two and be like, look, I can tell something's up. What's up? And she's going to be like, nothing.
Well, so you're making a prediction about what's going to happen in the next season when her father comes back.
I think her the void of the mother is the father's fault. Okay. And I think that's why. Now, that's where it's at. Why isn't there that soft side of her and she has a problem with these relationships, which leads to that other one?
Let me just make this point. The reason why this show and this particular characterization stands out to me, because at this table over about the last 2 years, we have had conversation after conversation about black women and relationships, particularly successful black women and relationships, particularly ones that identify themselves as independent black women. That has been a constant conversation at this table.
Church.
And what this particular character showcases is what we all have kind of agreed upon. It's an inability to be able to relate to men in some sort of ways because she's so very career driven, which we've all admitted to having people in our lives that have that problem. There's nothing wrong with being successful. To me, using the term independent is loose and it's false because nobody's truly independent. We're all interdependent. You need somebody because everybody needs somebody. But when we talk about women, specifically black women, who are successful and the inability to cultivate healthy relationships, a lot of it has to do with career coming first. And a lot of women, not speaking about anybody in particular, but I've had friends who have said to me, well, you know, I just don't need a man. And I would say to them, well, if you keep saying that, you won't get one, you know, and that's just how that works. Part of being successful is also understanding how to maneuver in relationships if a relationship is what you want. To me, the way Shonda Rhimes is showcasing Kerry Washington's character, okay, if we look at her relationship with the brother first. That one to me was just the way it was written was just so dirty because he himself is a man in a position of power. They're in the same line of business. Yes. It could have been and they had had a previous relationship.
Preach!
That could have been a respectful breakup.
Thank you.
And she was so cold to him callous to him, which ironically is what we hear often from black men at this table about their dealings with successful black women. There's a coldness, there's a callousness, there's an inability to be warm, there's an inability to be intimate, there's a wall. That's the first thing. Secondly, in this last season, and Camille, you and I talked about this the other day, when she encourages the president, when he's willing to put family and career on the line to be with her, to continue to be in that job, that makes her look like somebody who's really only in it before the power. Because if he's not that powerful character, she's not as interested. So she'd rather go through four more years of pain and discomfort for him to maintain this position than to have the man who she says she loves. That is my challenge with this characterization, because we're seeing it actually play out in real life. When we talk about the amount of black relationships, black marriages, the fact that there are no, or the black family is disintegrating, this is one of those reasons. And mind you, I'm not putting the entire onus on the black woman. Black men got to get it together, definitely, too. You know what I'm saying?
White presidents do, too.
Right. But
I will say this. I think,
but that's been one of the piggyback issues we've discussed.
To piggyback on your point, I think what's really missing is a great foil for the Kerry Washington's character. Not that she needs to have a sister who's a stay-at-home mom and who's perfect, but a foil can come in any form. It can be her dad. I don't know how her dad's story is going to play out, but there's something to give her a little more dimension, because as she's written, she's, I feel as if, and as my social media feed responds to her, I feel as if she's lauded for all the things that you just mentioned, that to me is what makes her kind of like, kind of makes it less admirable.
And I need to know why these other characters are just so damn dedicated to her. Really need to know.
They're touching on that. They're touching on that.
But I need more information.
But before we hop off, that other point, what I was going to say before was, and how you're talking about, we talk about relationships, and I'm going to be honest, I'm a man, I don't necessarily feel the whole cold thing from successful, but to me, and Kim, you may, maybe we'll depart, and Camille, you may not feel this at all, but we had a discussion about a black chick who wrote into Essence and who talked about her relationship with a white man and how she felt like she was in this abusive relationship sexually, but she didn't want to leave it, and every black man treats her like da-da-da-da-da. And to me, I could write like a comedy Onion News report in which Olivia Pope is writing that letter, because she's in this relationship with this white dude, and while it's not verbally abusive, right, I mean, there's, she's not calling her nigger, but there's some negligence. It's not a healthy relationship. And she's like, and I feel like in the letter, she'd go, tell me anything, but please tell me I don't have to leave him. I mean, I feel like she is literally in that position. And to Tash's point, I mean, the fact that they use, you know, I'm going to earn you, that there's this economic piece. I mean, that's what we talked about. That's what we talked about specifically in that Essence thing, is that, oh, he provides me with this lifestyle, da-da-da-da, you've been bought. Like, the fact that the, and I'm sorry, they're writers, I'm a writer, like, every word is intentional.
Yeah, that they could have used was on that some
earn,
that was
earn
on some
has
shit.
An economic, to any educated person, to any educated person, earn has an economic piece to it. And I'm sorry, the fact that she, and I'm sorry, I am going to harp on that. The fact that I mean, the brother was tall, he's a congressman, he's doing his thing. He looked like he was in line to do the whole presidential thing. He was head of a committee. Like, and you're going to, so you can be, so
she
you
said,
can be
earn
in this,
me to the black
so
guy?
You can, no, to the white, to the white man. I'm going to earn you. The white man said to her, I'm going to earn you.
Okay.
Well, but she didn't want the brother to earn
that
it.
That was, and that's problem, and that's why she's like the chick writing into Essence.
And see, that was my point. I said I'm uncomfortable with any woman in general, but if we're talking specific, any black woman turning down a good black man to be anybody's mistress.
Thank you.
That was a point of discomfort for me. It's never okay to walk away from a good situation to be anybody's side piece.
Can I say this? And she is way, and you guys are gonna hate me this, she's way too fucking old to turn away a man who says, I am going to love the shit out of you. Who is as powerful and as like loving and as,
and didn't use any economic terms to describe it.
Listen, and I was just like, wait, like you should go ahead, be miserable in your marriage to this guy who you don't really love, your true love, who is married to somebody else. Let him live his life and call it quits. And I just thought it was a very impractical decision. And I guess she wasn't interested in marriage. I guess she's not interested in having kids, which is fine because kids
everybody
are not. Yeah, right.
Everybody
no, nobody has to. But she seems someone who's interested in love, at least. And that guy, I thought, really cared about her.
I didn't feel that about him.
You didn't think he cared about
her? I hated him. I didn't like him.
I've heard that from more women, that they didn't think he was cute. They didn't think he was this. They didn't think he was that.
It wasn't the cuteness. For me, it was just so... So was he cute? No, he was all right. He was
lacking a passion.
No, it was lacking... It was. It was like a superficial... You know, and all it would have been is like a marriage for show. That's how I saw it. And exactly.
She wasn't into him.
She wasn't into him. And I just can't condone it. I don't agree with it. I don't agree with getting married just to get married, just to have babies, just to
respect. Agree. Okay.
I can't. So you guys wanted her to take that ring and wear it, and she'd be miserable and probably be cheating on his ass anyway.
I didn't want her to do that. It hurt because he was trying, and this was at a point with any relationship, you know, male, female. If you're at a point where you know this person is willing to, like, I want to make this leap with you. Let's do. And I understand you don't want to hurt them in that very moment, but at some point, like, she's waiting all this time, and then to be like, you ain't good enough for me, instead of being like, you know,
honest.
Yeah, I don't want that kind of love. I don't want that. You'll love me when we're 90 around our grandkids. And, you know, basically once the job kills me and I can't do it anymore, he's the guy.
Right.
But for that part of, like, I want that, like, we jumping off a cliff.
She wants Indiana, dysfunction.
Yeah, Indiana Jones kind of love. Once I'm off the treadmill, it's too slow. I need to get
Chris,
on here.
You and I can attest to this because of how long we've been in our relationship. Dysfunctional relationships are fun. They're passionate. They're full of drama. They're full of a lot of push and pull, tears, laughter, great sex, because they are dysfunctional. Relationships that function have periods that have lulls. And mind you, I feel like you and I do a pretty damn good job keeping our shit kicked up. Yeah. High five.
Right, clean that up.
But overall, when you talk to people who have been married for 20, 30, 40 years, it's not always jumping off a cliff time, because you got real life you're dealing with. You start having children. You have businesses. You're trying to pay mortgages. You're trying to put kids through school. You got real life shit you deal with. Dysfunctional relationships, and I've been in them, have a whole lot of more elements of fun and excitement for a time period till the shit does kill you or wear you out, or some party gets bored and moves on to somebody else. So what she was saying she wanted is a dysfunctional situation. Exactly what she wanted. And brother wasn't offering her dysfunction. That's why it was no passion from her end to me in the relationship.
Yeah, I wish she just jumped off before.
I saw it the same way.
Yeah, and she didn't have to go there with him. And
look at Camille's face, y'all.
He was a nice dude. You didn't have to go there with it. And it makes it like, it's the Chris Rock married and bored, single and lonely.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm lonely because I want this man. Honestly, for their kind of love, yes, that's the scandal, just the title. She fixes scandals, but she's in the biggest scandal. She's America's hoe. Yeah. She's America's mistress.
Yes, she is America's mistress.
Because, yeah. I mean, if that's, you know, America's wife.
Yeah.
And their relationship is ass. She's ass. The fact that I don't like is when her love of her fucking life says, you know what, I'm the fucking president and the shit is going to hit me worse than anybody and I don't give a fuck. I'm willing to say, fuck it, fuck my career. Let's do this.
Yeah.
No, I want you. No, I don't want that. And that's your point. That she wants that.
The thing is, it's like any situation with people who are having an affair. An affair is fun because it's an affair. Usually, more often than not, folks who are having extramarital situations, if they had the opportunity to be together all the damn time, they wouldn't enjoy each other as much. It's the illicitness of it. It's the rarity of the moments, the secret stolen moments that we get to have that makes this shit exciting.
How do you know?
Had an affair. I'm saying statistically.
One
gets to have.
Just so we don't, I don't want to pile on Kerry Washington. I don't want to pile on that character.
Because it is a character.
Is a character. I do want to pile on the show in the sense that I was telling Kim, you know, right now I'm watching West Wing and two totally different shows. And the show is called, you know, Scandal. And we were saying how West Wing, it plays out, you know, culture war. I could, if there was, if somebody wanted to know about the difference between progressive and conservative politics in a somewhat entertaining way, I'd say watch the first five seasons of West Wing and you can go on Bill Maher now and go debate.
Okay.
It's that educational, but it's entertaining too. And then when I watch Scandal, the entertainment gap isn't as wide as I thought. Because I'm going to be honest, I wanted to watch it. I was like, okay, here's the white, you know, White House scenario show, and here's Shonda Rhimes scenario show. And when you do that type of comparison, and even when you look at the one, even I looked at one episode, the one with Gina Davis I was on real quick, Scandal does kind of go at the lowest common denominator, you know what I mean, of for you to talk about the White House and all the issues. And I feel like in the beginning they started when they had, like, the gay politician who need to come out. They were tackling, like, real issues, which – my thing is, if I'm going to watch a show that has so much potential to hit so many issues because, I don't know, you're dealing with the White House, I'm willing to deal with the Scandal soap opera piece. And I feel like as it moved forward, it became more scandalous and less about issues and stuff like that, which I don't think everything needs to be preachy. But why is it that every time there's a black lead, we got to water down the substance? It's like, I feel like we can have that same, they started off having that same level of substance, but then it became about the soap opera piece and because it's about money and ratings.
That's the point, which I'm not mad at. When the other parts come in, I check out because, you know, I want to get back to the drama.
You know what? That's when I stopped watching it. Because it was, they were, to me, even where you had her like, this is her job and then this is the relation. And also, right. And that seemed like, I guess when they ended and brought either season two or season 1B,
right.
That whole, once it went to his, like, they rigged his presidency, it just became about them, and that, like, her job was kind of
secondary.
That's when the show actually caught its stride, because before it wasn't as intelligent as, it wasn't a West Wing that first season. I was like, no, this is sinful. It's missing the mark, like, straight up. And once it just went all tawdry, I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. Like, it's like Dynasty. I can respect it for what it is. It is juicy. It's like,
And I feel like there's nobody who knows shit about politics writing in there. It's like the dude they cast as the president, he's a Republican. He's a young Republican president. Really? Like, really?
Yeah.
He's not a Republican. Like, by no, like, that whole progressive conservative dynamic doesn't even, like, I bet you if you ask most black women, is Olivia Pope, is Olivia Pope a Democrat or Republican? I think they might say she's Democratic because they associate black people with democracy, but she's a Republican in this story. Mm-hmm. He's a Republican. Most of the cast members we're seeing are Republicans, and I don't even think people are even aware of that when they're watching the show. And those who are, we shit on the show because we know politics.
Well, because
we're like, no Republican talks like this. No, you know what I'm saying? No, that's not even a Republican's issue. What are y'all? What is this?
You know, Republicans get on your nerves, and they're like, these people don't get on my nerves enough. It's like they're just
they talk about issues, and their issues don't line up with the political party they're supposed to be with. It's like, and that doesn't exist. You could have a show where the president's a sidebar, but they'll have their fucking politics right. So it's just, it's to that extent, it's very bottom up.
I don't mind, and I like the game. You talking shit to me, and me ignoring the same way I did yesterday. Did I say that I did ignore you? Yes, I did ignore you. Yes, I did. Did I say that I did ignore you? Yes, I did ignore you. Yes, I did ignore you. Yes, I did. I don't mind, I'm not afraid. You try talking to me while I listen to the bass. I don't mind, kinda like.